News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Lockdown initiated for Monterey Elementary School in Atascadero. Daytime traffic control on Highway 41 west of Atascadero this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Atascadero Police Department released information of a school lockdown that took place on March 2nd at approximately 8:15 a.m., officers responded to reports of an individual near Monterey Elementary School, 3355 Monterey Road, who may have been in possession of a firearm. Officers conducted a safety check of the campus and searched the nearby area. They eventually confirmed there were no unauthorized individuals on school grounds. About 2 hours later, the lockdown was lifted. No suspect was located and no firearm was found. Officers remained in the area as a precautionary measure. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be daytime traffic control on Thursday, March 5th on Highway 41. One-way reversing traffic control will affect the 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto Campground and Toro Creek Road, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Crews will be on site to process a large tree that was knocked down during recent storms and is sitting adjacent to the shoulder area. Caltrans says directional signs and messages will alert travelers in advance of the project area. Paso Robles High School students receive world-class jazz training. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Passerables High School students have been granted an exceptional opportunity of receiving world-class jazz training for some of its music students. Directed by Los Angeles-based jazz educator Michael Raganess, the Libretto Conservatory program has made its way to Passerables, with the inaugural cohort in Passerables consisting of five PRHS students. The program is funded by Libretto membership and community donors, ensuring students can participate and receive intensive sessions at no cost. The five students from Passerables High School this year are Emery Tial, Max Tweeberg-Vall, Aiden Moreno, Christian Cerna, and PRHS Class of 2025 graduate Kyle Dart. Students have worked with nationally recognized jazz artists through the program, which PRHS band director Humberto Serra says has a profound impact on their skills. Passerables High School Future Farmers of America's booster fundraiser, dinner, and auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Passerables Event Center.
This is an organization that focuses on teaching students about agriculture by having hands-on experiences and by gaining skills such as public speaking, animal caretaking, floral design, welding, and plant production. And it's also really awesome because when you're enrolled in an ag class, you're also in FFA, so you have the chance to show an animal, and that's something I have done, and it's taught me so many skills: how to keep a budget, time management, how to properly care for another animal, and how to really like be dedicated to something that's bigger than just school or sports.
That's Emily Santoro, FFA chapter president at Passerables High School, talking about the school's FFA program. Passerables High School FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. This fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib dinner, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction, with FFA students as the waiting staff. This is to help fund the leadership conferences and programs. Tickets must be purchased in advance of the event. The Passerables City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24 residential unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. Located on a 4.32-acre parcel at 420 Creston Road, the plan proposes to construct 12 duplex buildings for a total of 24 residential units designed primarily for low-income housing. Staff is recommending council approve this development in the public hearing scheduled for tonight's City Council meeting. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. The San Luis Obispo Police Department is investigating an alleged hate crime and assault that took place on February 28th near Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Police received reports that a large white truck drove near the Alpha Epsilon Pi House, 280 California Boulevard, at about 9:50 p.m. The occupants of the truck, according to the police, yelled anti-Semitic slurs at the residents before parking and entering the property through the unlocked gate. The suspects entered a verbal altercation with one of the residents. The suspects are described as 4 to 5 white males, about 20 to 25 years old. They were all wearing trucker hats, blue jeans, and cowboy-style boots. One of the suspects punched a resident in the head, and they all fled the scene. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Warriors 114-101, the Nuggets over the Jazz 128-125, the Celtics beat the Bucks 108-81, the Rockets over the Wizards 123-118. Tonight, the Kings will face the Suns, the Lakers will go against the Pelicans, the Spurs will face the 76ers, the Wizards will go against the Magic. In California news, the Supreme Court has approved an emergency appeal that challenges California's law regarding notifying parents if their children identify as transgender. The Thomas More Society says these California laws cause schools to mislead them and secretly facilitate children's social transition despite objections. The state law is now blocked by order from the Supreme Court. A law requiring voters to show a government-issued ID whenever they vote in an election in California may come to the November ballot. The proposed state constitutional amendment is backed by Assemblyman Carl DiMaio and is said to have gathered more than 1.3 million signatures. The California Department of Justice announced yesterday they are investigating the San Luis Obispo police officer involved in the shooting under AB 1506. The incident resulted in the death of one individual. Upon completing the investigation, it will be turned over to the DOJ's Special Prosecution Section within the Criminal Law Division for independent review. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as farmers get ready for another growing season, it was sure good to catch up with AgriLiquid's Stephanie Zelenko at Commodity Classic last week, who wanted to remind farmers that one of the most important things that they can do every year is to test their soil.
Absolutely. That's where we want to start out with all growers, is look at that soil inventory, figure out what nutrients you have there. So, you know, do you have enough phosphorus, do you have enough potassium, those micronutrients to feed that crop for the year. With budgets being so tight with the economy we're in, then you can more accurately spend those dollars and add those nutrients that may be limiting, and then add those in so you can have that best return on that fertilizer investment.
And she says soil sampling really does allow farmers to set a realistic yield goal for the year.
Yeah, certainly. As those environments change, whether we're talking economic environments or we're talking weather environments, it's always best to set something that's realistic for that specific season. So if we're going into a dry year, you know, maybe we can't shoot for that top yield because we really can't get there because we don't have that moisture. And it's no different when we're dealing with economics or anything else. Always look at each year individually. That way you can shoot for that best.
Indeed, some very good advice from AgriLiquid's Stephanie Zelenko. For more of their expertise, you can visit agriliquid.com.
This is Jack Holden from Holden Herefords, inviting you to attend our 60th annual sale, March 9th at the ranch in Valier, Montana. We will sell 150 powerful Hereford bulls, 30 top quality line one females, and 80 F1 black baldy open heifers. There's never been a better time to use a Holden bull on your Angus-based cows. Take advantage of increased pay weight, maternal heterosis, and 70 years of a constant focus on producing quality cattle that add dollars to our customers' bottom line. Videos and online catalog available at HoldenHerefords.com.
In today's market, open cows cost you real money. More calves on the ground means more dollars back in your pocket. FlaxLick tubs from SmartLick Supplements improve conception rates and shorten your breeding window so more cows breed back faster. FlaxLick delivers omega-3 fatty acids to support fertility and increase pregnancy rates. Better conception, more calves, better profits. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your nearest FlaxLick dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A U.S. Department of Agriculture program that pays farmers to protect tricolored blackbirds nesting on their land could be significantly impacted due to the omission of the program's primary payment scenario in a recent draft released by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Tricolored blackbirds, which gain protection as threatened under the California Endangered Species Act in 2018, often nest in winter silage fields planted by dairy farmers. By agreeing to delay harvest where the birds nest, California farmers have helped save a species that once faced potential extinction. The Tricolor Blackbird Regional Conservation Partnership Program typically pays farmers $700 to $1,100 per acre to delay harvest of their silage crops. The omission of silage delay as a payment scenario for the 2026 season would significantly hinder the ability to effectively protect tricolored blackbird colonies, said Richard Feilgass, Assistant Professor, Director of Policy Advocacy for the California Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports that there is a traffic incident with an abandoned vehicle on South El Pomar Road at the intersection of Templeton Road. The incident was first reported at about 5:50 this morning. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. No further information is available at this time. Again, CHP says there's an incident with an abandoned vehicle on South El Pomar Road, just east of the intersection of Templeton Road, with a unit currently at the scene. Local news was sponsored by... Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning giving way to partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with cloudy skies overnight. Lows in the mid 40s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning with mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday into the weekend. Mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 70s Friday, mid-70s on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories, all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are sharply lower. Crude oil prices rose today. Brent crude, the global benchmark, topped $80 a barrel. Concerns that higher energy prices could boost inflation have pushed interest rates higher. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note remains over 4%. Amazon Web Services, the company's cloud computing unit, says its data centers in the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain experienced power and connectivity interruptions. The company isn't confirming nor denying a connection to Iranian strikes. Target sales declined in the holiday quarter, but it is seeing signs of progress, and the stock's up 3%. Sales of food and beverages, beauty and toys improved, and it's predicting sales will improve this year. Sales already picked up in February. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stiefel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stiefel, where success meets success.
Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stiefel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Mm-hmm. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Tuesday edition on The Right Choice.
Everywhere.
There you go. That's the point of the whole thing. Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry, we'll have on Katie Grimes, editor-in-chief of the California Globe. Lots of things, including the California Democrats propose a single-payer health care. And as more businesses leave the Golden State, we'll find out more. And Newsom releasing more felons. And then also in the 1 o'clock hour, Mr. Haskin from GoLab. Oh, lots to go over. The county budget and how the supervisors find job for them, how they broke the $1 billion barrier, Paso Robles Groundwater Authority, and the SLOCOG sales tax measure. So all that and you this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Chris, silly question.
What's a silly question?
Do you have a song you can listen to every day?
Sort of. I think I go through them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Like, I'll have one that I could listen to every day for weeks and weeks on end, and I don't necessarily get tired of it, but I might move on to another one, and that'll be the new one.
How about an old one? You haven't heard, and it pops back into your mind. You go, man.
I got to listen to that one again.
Yeah, and then you go, you know what? It stood the test of time with me.
I think there certainly are a few.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just guessing with most people, because when I listen to this, I think for many of us, music, they put us in a moment or a time where, God, I remember that when I was, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it could be when you first heard it or when you felt it really resonate with you. Because you know how sometimes you might listen to a song, but it won't be till after you've listened to it that whatever it's talking about, you can really feel has happened to you. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, no, it does. It does. But it doesn't even have to be an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you like the song.
Yeah.
When I go to the ocean, I have one of those little discs. Well, not a disc. What are they called? The plug-in things. You plug them into your...
Your car, or
yeah, I plug them in. You know, the stuff I get, I can download. I plug them in.
Oh, a USB stick, a flash drive, a thumb drive, right? Oh,
yeah, okay. So I have my list of songs that I do when I go to the beach. That's it, because I absolutely love those songs. But you come across some, or not come across, but you may hear something, and you say, gosh, you know, that's a pretty good song. I'm really going to listen to it and maybe reevaluate it. And then I've been doing that with a song that came out a long time ago. And it was written by Kris Kristofferson, and Sammy Smith sung it, and it's helped me make it through the night. I heard it a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, it wouldn't be one of those songs that I would say, I'm going to hold it here and make sure that I listen. And for whatever reason, I decided to. And then I've been playing it almost every day because I'm listening to the lyrics are amazing and the way she phrases it, but also the music in the background. And I guess part of that spurred this morning when you talk about the kids from Paso and the jazz. It's like, you know, when you hear certain things, you can go back and listen to a song and say, man, I don't remember, the violin or fiddle or whatever coming in at that. That's really good because you have a different concept of it as you age or whatever, anything. Anyway, so a lot of nothing this morning. All righty, let's see here. Where else? Oh, folks, many of you do this on a daily basis, and it helps you get from point A to point B. It may even help you, go see friends, relatives, go to work, make a living, buy food, enjoy your life. It's called a car. It's called a car. Now, this came up about a month ago, but it's back in the news. Because Republican lawmakers in California, they are not happy about a legislative proposal to study alternative to the state's gas tax. They're saying it's a dishonest ploy by the Democrats to of course, high taxes on drivers. Okay. Well, guess what? You may not realize this because we need to have another study done on this. Now, why would we need another study? That's a very good question, because this issue has been studied now for 12 years. But we need another study, the Assembly Bill 1421. It would order California Transportation Commission to summarize all existing research and recommendations on how to change to charge drivers by how much they use the road instead of how much fuel they consume. Now, California has taxed drivers at the gas pump since 1923, and it does rely on the revenue for 80% of the state's highway maintenance and road repairs, but the state is expected to take in $31 billion less than projected over the next decade. Why? Well, as vehicles become more fuel efficient. Let me see, that was a mandate by the government, wasn't it? Yes. And as more Californians switch to electric vehicles, incentivized by the government. All right. Now, when you look at that $31 billion, that's not just it. The shrinking revenue with the growing needs. And the commission then concluded that the state could fall $216 billion short of what is needed for maintenance over the next 10 years, which means roads and highways could fall further into despair. And that would have a huge impact, obviously, on our vehicles. In other words, we would have more issues with our vehicles. You know, the bumpy roads and so forth, particularly the big vehicles. So this has been going on, though, although we need a new study. Because there was a road change technology advisory committee that was formed in 2014 to study tax alternatives. Now, as has been mentioned before, we have been throwing out numbers on the amount of money that the state of California spends on homeless. Over $20 billion. We've done that. This thing the other day for $35 million, et cetera, et cetera. But they want to tax us again more for our road use. So you need to stay on top of this and just don't let it get out of your mind, because one way or the other, it is coming. It is coming, no doubt about it. All right, let's see here. We have, what else did we get on this? Let me see, double check this. Kevin, do you, oh no, that has nothing to do with anything. All right, let's see here. This is, luckily, this did not backfire, but it was a prank. I don't know how many of you heard of it. I think it's making national news now. Down at Big Bear, there was a young lady. She was dangling 65 feet in the air. They were skiers, and they were on the chairlift. And what happened was, I guess there was a twin sister and a friend. They were in the seats, and they're going up. And one of the young ladies, 20-year-old, she loaded at some point during the ride. She failed to maintain proper safety protocols and became suspended from the carrier. Well, it wasn't, it was a prank. And she pretended like she was sliding off the chair. Well, luckily she was able to hold on, and her two friends held on to her for about 2 minutes. She was 65 feet in the air, and I see a picture of it, and it looks like there's a lot of pine trees right below this young lady. All right, it was admitted horseplay, and she's lucky she's still alive. She was not hurt, just scared you-know-what out of her, and pranks at 65 feet is probably not the smartest thing in the world. And you can probably go online and find she's hanging in midair, and her friends, are sister and her friend, are tightly clinging to her arms, preventing her from falling. So, again, be careful, and that's why they have those bars there. and they do tell you the do's and don'ts and so forth and so on. I don't know if anything's going to happen to them as far as, you know, you can't come back or anything. My guess, it's probably lessons learned for this. So one lady, the other two had nothing to do with it unless they were daring. I don't know. But anyway, just one of those things. Okay, for those of you that have served in the military or in the government, can you answer me this question? Last night I was watching some of the news, and I know it's happened before, but I'm shaking my head, and I don't know who it was, but they were telling whoever it was, may have been on Laura Ingraham, on what we don't have to reinforce what we're doing in Iran. I'm sitting there listening, and I'm guessing that, you know, through intelligence and espionage and so forth, maybe our enemies do know that already. But why do we need to broadcast it to the world what we don't have? Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. A friend of mine from Tennessee came by yesterday. He was here visiting some family and stopped and talked to me. And he said that in Tennessee, they tax the cars differently. So gas cars get registration fees of this much, and electric and the hybrid cars get different registration fees. So maybe that's coming. I don't know if that happens now, but...
Well, so they do it to balance it out, right?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, our registration fees, and I'm sure he probably told you what they are in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, it wasn't much for a gas car, and I think it was like $150 more for an electric car.
Okay, so how are their roads?
He didn't, you know, I didn't ask him about the roads. To be honest with you, I didn't think to ask him about the roads, but I would assume that that's where some of the money is going, or most of the money is going, is for infrastructure. But a mileage tax, I think, would, man, that's going to really screw this state up even more.
Well, the amount of money we're losing, well, you know what? Let me rephrase that. We're taking in more money than we have in the last year or two, but we continue to spend more. So we're okay money-wise from that standpoint. It's the idiots in Sacramento and the people that put them in office.
I'd love to spend more money than I take in, but eventually, you know, the chickens are going to come home to roost.
How about this? Let's start from the local end here. Some kind of bond, not a bond, a proposition on the ballot that if you vote or a registered Democrat, you have to pay more taxes on everything.
There you go. A voter registry tax.
Yeah. Well, just because you are increasing the price of everything that we touch, so you will pay more taxes. I like that. You know, just for the heck of it, I'd like to see how many people would sign that.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
I wonder what the Attorney General of the state would think about that.
You never know. Just throw it out there. I mean, it might be fun to... Well, you could do a poll. Do your scientific poll.
Well, I don't think Bonta would accept that as being legitimate.
That's true. I was going to say too. One of the songs that you were talking about, and I know you got to go, but one of the songs that I like to listen to usually on the weekends is a song by Journey, and it's called "Be Good to Yourself." It's very good, very poignant.
That's lovely. I'm being goofy, that's all.
That's just one song. That's one of my go-tos, like you said.
Oh no, everybody has a go-to song. It's good to have it. It's good to have it. And it, you know, the good thing about it is that you can you know, particularly in today's, well, not particularly in today's, definitely in today's world, you can pick and choose whenever. You know, at the moment, you know, back in the day, I had to go, you know, go get my album and then put it on the stereo. Now you can just click something in an instant and it's there. Or even say, Alexa, play Journey.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I still have a CD player in my car that works, so I listen to CDs. I haven't graduated up to the electronic stuff. I don't have that adapter inside of my car, so I'm still old school. I think I even have a couple of old 8-tracks in the somewhere in the garage.
Oh boy! Yeah, well, those. All right, thank you.
You got it.
All right, bye. Well, do call back 2-3. Chris, have you ever seen an 8-track?
An 8-track?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. See these things right behind me?
Yes.
Those aren't 8-tracks. They look like 8-tracks, but that's what people used to push in because they had music on them and stuff. You couldn't record over them, though. These, the ones that I'm pointing at, you could record over.
Okay.
All right, because they were used for commercials, but 8-tracks, like cassettes, were just a disaster. Hi, good morning.
You know, if I was... Good morning, Kevin. You know, if I was in the state legislature back when, I don't know how many years ago, electric cars started coming on the scene, I would have thought, and I did at the time, I'm not speculating, like, well, you have to tax them differently because they don't pay gas tax. They're not paying their fair share on the road, so... Why wouldn't you have a mileage tax on electric cars only? But that's guaranteed. That's not what they're going to do. They're going to implement a mileage tax, period.
Well,
that's one of the ways they're going to force you out of a gas car and into an electric one, is you're going to have to pay a double tax. We know that's coming.
If you remember, if you go back, there was, because the... One of the reasons why the state of California and all their, you know, the beautiful people wanted the electric vehicles was because of climate change. So
right.
the incentive, they didn't want to tax them because then there'd be no incentive for them to change. Except for
correct. And there's all kinds of subsidies on electric cars too.
So
we weren't paying, but we were subsidizing the wealthy for paying these $70,000 cars, which was a lot back a few years.
Right. So they knew what they were doing, because nobody would be that stupid to say, well, if we're going to encourage these people and even in some cases subsidize these vehicles, what are we going to do about the missing money? They knew that. They just didn't give a damn.
Right.
Because they had an end goal.
Right. They had an ulterior motive, right? Exactly. Yeah, no, we pay a lot of price for climate change here, which is absurd. It's criminal, actually. The funny thing is, the party that's going to implement all of these taxes that are coming, if we, I don't know how we'd stop it, it's going to hurt the little guy more than anybody. Because they're the ones that have to live out a ways. They don't live in San Luis Obispo. They live elsewhere. They have to commute in or wherever. And the people that have to commute because it's too expensive to live where they work, and that's a lot of people, a lot of lower income, shall we say, lower middle class, that's going to hurt the most.
Look,
probably won't hurt the poorest because they're staying at home on welfare.
They don't care about...
They won't get the drive.
They don't care about the little people.
No, it's pretty obvious, isn't it, Kevin? They really don't.
What?
It's amazing.
It's as plain as a nose on your face. If you're right, because if they did, they wouldn't be doing these type of things. But they like doing this because they know that the little people, so to speak, they have nowhere else to go except to kiss the feet of the government.
Yeah. Yep, that's quite true. That's some might argue that's cynical, but you know what? It's the reality.
It's right.
It's the truth.
It is the truth. It's
yeah.
You know.
It certainly is.
We'll be supplying probably clothes for their kids in the next 10 years because they can't afford clothes for their kids. They can't afford, you know, lunch and breakfast for their kids. So we support that. They can't afford babysitters, so we support that.
Yep, they're going to do that through UBI, Universal Basic Income is what they call it.
Yep, it's...
That's something that's coming, which is a form of totalitarianism as far as I'm concerned. You're a slave at that point.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Yep.
Think about it.
Indeed. All right, sir, I got to go.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero Police Department released information of a school lockdown that took place yesterday at approximately 8:15 a.m. Officers received reports of an individual near Monterey Elementary School, 3355 Monterey Road, who may have been in possession of a firearm. They conducted a safety check of the campus, searched the area, and confirmed there was no unauthorized individuals on school grounds or firearm discovered. The Pasquale City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24 residential unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. The plan proposes to construct 12 duplex buildings at 420 Creston Road, designed primarily for low-income housing. You can attend the discussion tonight in the City Council meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. Vice President J.D. Vance says it was a matter of national security that motivated President Trump to order the U.S. strikes against targets in Iran.
So he saw that the Iranian regime was weakened. He knew that they were committed to getting on that brink of a nuclear weapon, and he decided to take action because he felt that was necessary in order to protect the nation's security.
That's on Fox's Jesse Waters Primetime. President Trump says the attacks will continue to 4 to 5 weeks, possibly longer. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu telling Fox's Sean Hannity this will not be an endless war.
We're going to create the conditions first for the Iranian people to get control of their destiny, to form their own democratically elected government, which will make Iran a different Iran altogether.
U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, attacked by two drones causing a limited fire. No one was injured. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Alrighty, it's 7.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice, KPRL. We got sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Detroit Lions are trading running back David Montgomery to the Texans. Houston plans to release safety Jimmy Ward, and Washington released defensive back Marshawn Lattimore. In the NHL, Dallas won its ninth straight game, 6-1 at Vancouver. Just four NBA contests on Monday, the Clippers took the late game, outscoring the Warriors at Golden State by 27 points in the second half, beating the Warriors 114-101. Victories for Boston, Denver, and Houston, which sent Washington into a fifth straight loss, 123-118. Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will miss Tuesday's game, managing an abdominal strain. Donovan Mitchell of the Cavs will miss a fourth straight game on Tuesday with a strained groin. Cooper Flagg of the Mavericks is doubtful for Tuesday with a sprained foot. But New Orleans' Zion Williamson, who's questionable for Tuesday at the Lakers, says he expects to play. He had missed Sunday's game with a sprained ankle.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Clouds early, then sunshine with a couple of clouds this afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. All right, we'll have a little bit overcast tonight and overnight. Lows in the low to mid 40s. Then morning clouds on your Wednesday. Sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. And as we move out, upper 60s Thursday, low 70s Friday, mid 70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, Monday mid 70s, and the same a week from today, and there you go. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down. 6:31 a.m., right on the nose, 6 p.m. We are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, and they've been serving you since 1979 there in Atascadero. All right, gotta move, gotta move, gotta move, gotta move, gotta go, 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 go.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They've got everything for you, firearm trainers, supplier, apparel, and like I always say, easy in, easy out. Real nice, real nice. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, sweet home. My mama told me. Let's see. Huh? All right, nothing to report. Chris, we don't have time today, so once again, you are off the hook. I don't know, because I'm a minute behind. So, anyway, the less work I have to do tomorrow. All right, folks, if you lose one or find one, that's winged or webbed, two-footed or more. Give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or the best option is reception at kprl.com, of course. That is our southern division. All right, the world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Real easy, just go atascaderogunshop.com. 3.5 minutes away from 7, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Mobiles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Here is today's question, and there's a lot of gap in between on this because we love to hear what their political opinions are and so forth because they are the smartest people in the world. Approximately what percentage of professional athletes go broke a few years after retirement? This is approximate of professional athletes. When I'm talking professional athletes, we're talking, you know, the three main sports. We're not talking tiddlywinks or curling or anything like that. Approximately what percentage of professional athletes got some issues as far as going broke after retirement?
Well, I got a 1 in 100 chance of guessing this, so here goes.
Very good guess. Very good guess.
It's more or less there.
Yeah, because it's a large gap.
Yeah.
It's a large gap because of the three, there's a difference in between the three main sports of where that percentage is. Hi, good morning.
30%.
No, not 30%. Good morning, you're on trivia.
Good morning, 30%.
No, not 30%. Hi, good morning.
45%.
No, not 35%. Boy.
That was 45%.
Well, he's still wrong.
Right.
Hi, good morning.
10%.
No, ooh, not 10%.
That's optimistic.
I know these people are thinking, with all the money, the guys making $30 million a year, how's that possible? One more try. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
15%.
How many?
15.
No, not 15.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Past Rebels High School students have been granted an exceptional opportunity receiving world-class jazz training from some of the music students at the Liberty Conservatory program. The inaugural cohort of 5 PRHS students have received training from nationally recognized jazz artists. San Luis Obispo Police Department is investigating an alleged hate crime that took place on February 28th.
Five occupants of a truck yelled anti-Semitic slurs at residents before entering the residence and punching one in the head. They all then fled the scene. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right. Roughly 60% of NBA players are broke within 5 years of retirement. In the NFL, one report noting that 78% within 3 years of retirement. Amazing. Amazing. Nice agents and nice friends. This hour brought to you by Berlager Excavation.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.